Good morning and welcome to The Early Tee, your daily look at golf and life from Stick and Hack. 28 players competed in the 1896 Open. Most of the professionals were originally from Britain. But among the entries were John Shippen, an African-American, and Oscar Bunn, a full-blooded Shinnecock Indian. What happened when the other professionals discovered that Shippen and Bunn were to play is undocumented. But before his death, Shippen recalled it in this fashion. The other pros in the Open held a meeting and said they would refuse to play if Bunn and I were allowed in the championship. Theodore Havemeyer was president of the USGA then and was in charge of the championship. He announced to the objecting professionals that the USGA intended to conduct the Open as it saw fit and that the championship would be held even if the field was composed of only Shippen and Bunn. No one withdrew and the Open went on. The tournament back then was conducted over 36 holes, all in one day, and at the end of the morning round, Shippen was tied for first place. He would go on to finish tied for fifth when it was all said and done, but Shippen cemented his place in history for a different reason that day, as the first ever African-American professional golfer, and we are glad he did. Now, the FYI. The mask for Michael Myers in the movie Halloween was only described as having the pale natural features of a man, and for the movie, the design was boiled down to two options. Both were cheap latex masks painted white and bought for under $2 a piece at local toy stores. One was a replica mask of a clown character called Weary Willie, popularized by actor Emmett Kelly. And the other was a stretched-out Captain Kirk mask from Star Trek. Director John Carpenter chose the whitewashed Kirk mask because of its eerily blank stare that fit perfectly with the Myers character. That's it for the Early Tee today. Enjoy your day or enjoy your round.